ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
In developing news this morning, the Israeli Defence Force says they've discovered the body of a hostage kidnapped by Hamas during the October 7th terrorist attack near a building in the Al-Shifa hospital complex. 15 assault rifles, several grenades and laptop computers have been discovered in a building in the hospital complex, which the IDF has maintained also hosted a Hamas command post. Reports from medical staff at Al-Shifa say around 500 patients remain at that facility. Meanwhile, staff at the Indonesia hospital in southern Gaza say they have run out of medicine to treat patients. Tahani Mustafa is an analyst for the International Crisis Group based in the West Bank and joins us this morning. Tahani, thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Can I get your reaction to the discovery of a body of at least one hostage, which has been uncovered near Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza? That's obviously a pretty significant development.
To some degree it is. It certainly is. But I think ultimately what we've seen is that Israel has been unable to discover what it's actually claimed throughout this war, that it has been targeting hospitals on the basis that Hamas has its headquarters and command centers underneath hospital facilities. that's been something that has been disproven so far, since they haven't found anything. In the case where they have managed to find a command center or a supposed bunker, it was inevitable they would, considering it was built by Israel in 1983. But there's been no concrete evidence that Hamas has actually managed to set up any kind of headquarters under the hospital.
What do you make of the discovery of assault rifles then and grenades at the hospital? Because they have been found. Does what we're seeing support the idea that at least the hospital was being used by Hamas fighters in some way?
Well, Hamas have explicitly refuted this, as well as doctors who work at the hospital. But also, no third party has been able to verify any of the evidence that we've seen Israel present. We have seen images of assault rifles. We've also seen images of pristine textbooks that look like they've never been used. We've seen images of dates that are produced in California. We've seen images of supposed bunkers that turned out to be taken from a documentary on Cold War Swedish bunkers. So there's been absolutely no actual verification other than what the IDF are saying. And again, we know that Israel has a track record of manipulating and outright sometimes lying about a lot of the claims and evidence it produces.
Well, of course, all claims need to be treated with caution and interrogated. Are you suggesting this material was planted?
I mean, there's no evidence that this is actually, like I said, there's been no evidence that Hamas has been using the hospital as its headquarters under Shifat. And Israel has, you know, tried to be confident in assuming that Hamas has, claim. But again, as I said, it was very likely they were going to find the bunker that they did because it was built by Israel in 1983. But if the evidence does end up being refuted, again, we haven't had any credible third parties verify any of the evidence found. And some of the evidence that has been found has been brought into serious question. But in any case, what it does do is throws doubt on a lot of the attacks that Israel has conducted against hospitals and the way that it's conducted its campaign so far. Ultimately, what it is showing us is that Israel actually doesn't know where to look for Hamas. Hamas has hundreds of kilometers of underground tunnels in Gaza. But so far, Israel doesn't seem to have actually gone into many. And that really does put into question the way Israel has tried to justify its violations of international law by attacking hospitals on the basis that these are facilities that are being used Hamas, which again have been explicitly refuted by both Hamas and also medical staff that have worked there, including international medical staff.
Well, the thing is, some medical staff have said they just don't know. I mean, their job is something different and they don't know. That's what I've heard. I mean, can we be certain that medical staff would actually be able to verify or not something like that?
No, not necessarily. But we have had some medical staff come out to refute the assumption that hostages are being kept in the hospital. What we have seen in terms of the operation being conducted at Shifa is that Israel has gone in, searched every single floor, has shot indiscriminately at patients and doctors. We've seen in some cases, or we're hearing accounts in some cases, of doctors and patients being stripped, detained, humiliated, questioned, killed. Right now, we have an information blackout because news agencies since yesterday haven't really been able to get much from any of those that are still there. So we really don't know what is happening and what they're ultimately finding. And we can't get any significant independent third party, credible
so
third
what would
party
be,
verification.
What would be satisfying third party verification in your view?
International intergovernmental organizations, you know, the UN, if we can have international organizations like Human Rights Watch, Amnesty International, but we're not having any of that. We're not seeing any of that. These third parties have been denied access to these sites. Of course, it's, you know, there is a war going on at the moment, but even prior to this, in the last previous assaults that Israel has conducted back in 2006, back in 2006 when they had done similar in Lebanon, targeting civilian infrastructure and again also hospitals in 2008, in 2014, again in 2018, in 2021. In none of these cases were any third party, independent third party investigations allowed to be conducted. And what was more was in many of these cases, third parties that were able to actually access those sites have refuted those claims that Hamas does use these sorts of infrastructures. Even the UN has come out and claimed, I think there was one case in 2008 where Hamas had used an empty UNRWA school. But beyond that, UNRWA have been very vocal about the fact that Hamas does not use its facilities beyond that one incident.
Now, you said a little earlier, which I really need to challenge because I'm just wondering what evidence we have that doctors have been shot and targeted. On what basis do you say that?
That's what eyewitness accounts. We were hearing eyewitness accounts a few days ago that Israel had not only positioned snipers around the hospital, but they were also targeting people inside the hospital. There was a doctor that tried to attend to a patient and was shot and killed. That doctor had given an interview just a day prior to a news channel. I think it was to Democracy Now.
Yeah, I mean, I've also heard it heavily refuted, to be clear, that doctors have been targeted, although Al-Shifa obviously is the sort of ground zero right now. Doctors have not been targeted, according to the IDF. Well, so you just don't believe them, is what you're saying. So you think that they're shooting doctors?
I think it's very speculative. I think it's speculative. We do have to be very cautious what we take from the IDF. Like I said,
we also have to be cautious
when we say
we also have to be very cautious, don't we, when we say that doctors have been shot dead? When again, that has not been independently verified.
These were eyewitness accounts. Now, last year, the IDF tried to claim that the IDF assassinated Shireen Abu Akleh, and these were, again, third-party investigations that came to the same conclusion, tried to claim that she was killed through a misfired militant bullet. It later turned out that it was a clear sniper, long-range sniper that killed her, and the precision of where they killed her and targeted her. And again, they tried to claim it was a random shot from a Palestinian militant, despite eyewitness accounts on the ground and numerous independent third party investigations. So like I said, it's not the first time the IDF have tried to doctor evidence and outright lie about things.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Tahani Mustafa is an analyst for the International Crisis Group based in the West Bank, and you're listening to ABC RN Breakfast.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations, live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.